We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. Eagles playing Seattle on Sunday. Big game, of course, at Lincoln Financial Field. And a coach, you gave the players a few days off during the weekend. They're back at work today. What kind of energy and kind of refreshed feeling did you see today?
Well, they're fired up. I mean, obviously, we're playing. We had a good win over Dallas, and it puts us in a position to play meaningful football here in December. And it doesn't get any bigger than the defending Super Bowl champs. And Seattle's playing really well. Had a big victory over the 49ers. They played on Thanksgiving also, so they're excited about the opportunity and the challenge of going to play them.
It's not easy to repeat as a Super Bowl champion. It's happened 8 times, not since 2003, 2004. Teams often next year struggle, but Seattle's right there in the mix. Why are they so good again?
Well, they're very talented. You know, they got the number one defense in the National Football League. They also got playmakers on offense. They've got Marshawn Lynch, you got Russell Wilson. You know, they're good on the offensive line. I think it's just a good team, and it was a young team that won the Super Bowl last year, and they got most of those pieces back from last year. So it's Pete's done a great job of putting that team together. They're well coached, and they got a lot of really good players.
What impresses you about Wilson?
He's just his poise. I think he's a real good decision maker. He can beat you with his arm and his legs, and that's the one thing that I think he's a multifaceted guy. But some guys that have the ability to run, that's all they do, you know, and then they're running around trying to make things happen. I just think he plays with such calmness out there that he takes what the defense gives him. If they're going to cover everybody and give him the opportunity to run, he's going to get what he can and then get down. He doesn't take any big hits, but when he does scramble, he's always looking to keep his eyes up. And if you just say, hey, Art, you got to beat us throwing, I think he can beat you throwing because he's got an NFL arm and he's smart. So I think he's everything you're looking for in a quarterback.
Malcolm Jenkins also said that today, that Wilson doesn't take big hits. So is it eyes in the back of your head? Is it an innate kind of just a sense that you have?
I think it's both, and I think he has the athletic ability to get away from people, you know, mm-hmm. but he's not looking to – some guys are looking to run and not sure where it's coming. He's going to get what he can and get out of bounds. I think he's got a real good feel for pocket awareness in terms of what's breaking down around him, and then he has such a good understanding of what they're doing offensively. He knows where his guys are, so that's when he's his most dangerous, when he's on the move.
With Wilson and his mobility and Marshawn Lynch and the power that he has against the Eagles' defense, which has been so good against the run, unique challenge, or because you've seen Cam Newton, you've seen Colin Kaepernick, that helps in this game?
I think it's a different scheme than what Carolina and San Francisco run, so I think it is a unique challenge for us. I think they put themselves in some really good situations offensively, and that's a credit to the Seattle coaching staff. So it's different than playing Carolina in terms of what they do scheme-wise offensively, and definitely different than what the 49ers do.
Heard so much about the Seattle secondary. You've obviously watched a ton of what they do. What do they do so well?
They're really good players. You know, then they've got good players at every position, so it's not just the corner's great. I think I think Richard Sherman's one of the best corners in this league. He's got the most interceptions since 2011 by a ton. You know, he's got 23. The next closest guy, I think, he's got 8 less than that. Earl Thomas may be the best safety in the game right now. And then you also have Cam Chancellor. Lane's playing real well at the nickel spot. Maxwell's playing real well at the other corner. They've got some depth in the secondary to go along with it, so they've got a lot of really good players at every spot out there.
It's a great challenge for the Eagles' offense, and this offense has gotten some contribution from a lot of players, including some rookies, Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff. I wondered if you could take us back to draft weekend and kind of how you projected those players fitting in, and then how it's actually worked out during the course of the year.
You go back to draft weekend, we don't have anybody projected anywhere. It's just those are the guys that we felt at the time are the best that were available when we had our opportunity to pick, and now let's get them here and figure out what they can do. So there's no immediate plans when we drafted either any of those guys, those two in particular, anybody of, hey, this guy's going to do this, this guy's going to do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, because you never know until you get them here. So we got them here. We're pleased with both of them. They both have great work ethics. They both work extremely hard. Josh was probably a little bit behind just because he missed a significant amount of time with the shoulder injury, from the beginning of the second preseason game up till our fourth regular season game. So, but both of them are really progressing. They're dynamic with the ball in their hands, so we're excited to have both of them.
Mark Sanchez at quarterback again, really playing very well. What kind of progress has he made since he stepped in Houston to the win in Dallas?
I just think he's more comfortable in terms of what we're doing. You know, he missed an entire year of football a season ago when he got banged up with the Jets and missed the entire year. So he's just still getting his feet underneath him. And then, you know, we go through OTAs and mini camp and then preseason camp, and he plays in preseason games, and then he sits for 7 games for us, you know, until he has to go in the second half of the Houston game or the second quarter of the Houston game. So he's just starting to get comfortable. I think he's a smart player. He had a couple different coordinators when he was in New York, so he understands offense. you know, a lot of it's just putting it into our terminology, because most of the people in this league all run the same stuff. So, and then the more he sees it, the more comfortable he is, the more he understands the receivers, where do they like the ball, where are they going to be coming in and out of break. So it's just a comfort level of him being with in our offense and just getting more used to what we're doing.
And I know you've talked about the run game, Chip, and how much it's been productive, not only this year, last year led the league in rushing. Good to see LeSean McCoy cranking it up at this time of the year. And what's been the key to really making this thing go?
I just think we have some continuity in the offensive line. The same guys are playing the same positions, and they're used to being next to each other. And, you know, we obviously got, you know, Kelsey's a little bit healthier, Evan Mathis a little bit healthier. So, you know, getting those two guys back was a big plus for us. And then just getting that whole group of five guys to continue to play together and understand, you know, how they work together as a group. And I think that's the most important thing.
So let me try this one on you. Eagles go through the stretch in 2013, 7 of 8 wins down the stretch, get into the playoffs. Does the success from last year down the stretch at all carry into what you're going through right now for the players?
I mean, I think for some, but some of these guys weren't here. Sanchez wasn't here. Malcolm Jenkins wasn't here. Darren Sproles wasn't here. Nolan Carroll wasn't here. You know, there's some key contributors that we brought in addition to him. Jordan obviously wasn't here. Huff wasn't here. So I think some of the guys can go back to that, but it's a different year. You know, maybe Connor can look back to some of those things, or Trent Cole, who really played well down the stretch for us, and some of those guys. But other guys, it's always a new group. But you can always, I think the guys that were part of it can get some experience from that.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck on Sunday. Eagles, Seattle at Lincoln Financial Field. We thank Coach Kelly for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.